Penguin Random House presents Focus on What Matters, a collection of Stoic letters on living well, written by Darius Varu, narrated by Advait Karambelka. This audiobook has several illustrations. Please see the attached PDF. Focus on What Matters, a collection of Stoic letters on living well, by Darius Varu. Introduction. I discovered Stoicism in early 2015, right around the time my grandmother passed away, and I was dealing with a breakup and a career switch. Everything happened at the same time. Stoicism helped me remain resilient during that difficult time. I've been studying the philosophy ever since. Roughly speaking, and highly generalizing, there are two philosophies on which to base your life. One, seeking pleasure. Think of hedonism and some ideas from Epicureanism. Two, finding pleasure in duty. Think of Stoicism, Zen, and other philosophies that promote self-reliance. I believe seeking pleasure is the current philosophy of the world. We live in a society that revolves around pleasure, consumption, and escapism. Most of us simply want to be comfortable in life. While there's nothing wrong with making our lives better, there's a major risk in taking this philosophy too far. When you're primarily driven by pleasure, you risk ending up on the hedonic treadmill. This is not new information. We all know social media makes us feel unworthy and depressed. We know we can't buy our way to happiness. We also know that seeking pleasure turns us into slaves of our desire. And yet, we fall for these traps every day. One of my favorite Stoic philosophers is Seneca. He was not only a thinker, but he also had a long career in politics, serving as a senator and later as the advisor to Nero. His works show how practical he was. Toward the end of his life, he started traveling and writing letters to his friend, Lucilius. The goal of these letters was to share Stoic thoughts with Lucilius, who had hedonistic tendencies and lived a busy life. At the time, Seneca himself took a step back from public life and left Rome. From the quiet countryside of southern Italy, he wrote 124 letters to Lucy. I've been a long-time fan of these. You can tell that Seneca subtly tries to convince his friend to be more stoic, to pursue tranquility, and to focus on what's inside his control. Seneca's original letters still serve as reminders to focus on the right things in life. The Stoics believed that to live a happy life, you need to go against the herd. In a letter to his brother, Seneca wrote this: "Let us inquire what is the best, not what is the most customary thing to do, and what establishes our claim to unending happiness." I love Seneca's letters to his friend because it feels like he could have written them to you and me, living in the 21st century. Seneca successfully stepped away from the busy life of Rome and gave Lucilius an outside perspective. Sometimes that's all you need to get out of your own head. Inspired by Seneca's renowned letters, I started writing a weekly in 2020 that I called The Stoic Letter. Focusing on what we can control doesn't mean detaching or running away from the world's daily realities. It's all about balance and being more proactive instead of reactive. To have that clarity, I've divided the letters into two parts. One, the inner world. Everything related to mastering your own mind. Two, the outer world. Everything related to becoming the master of your own destiny. While many of us desire to become the rulers of our destiny, we can't embark on that endeavor unless we master our inner world first. Otherwise, we will give up every time we experience a setback. To me, living well is about having a balance between having inner peace and finding success in our careers and lives. When those two things collide, we find a deep sense of meaning. In this book, you will listen to letters on nearly every topic on the mind of a person who's trying to live well. That period also signifies one of the most mentally challenging times of our lives. We've been going through a lot of changes in the world since then. I must admit that it's much harder to stay focused and peaceful now compared to before 2020. That's not just something people say. It's true. That's why I wrote these letters. After receiving so much good feedback, I decided to publish them as a collection. My goal is that these letters help you focus on the things that matter most in life. The things that you value, not the herd. Listen to the book as you please, from start to end, or simply skip to the topics that are relevant to you. Enjoy. Darius. P.S. Throughout the book, you'll find illustrations at the end of some of the letters. I've created this together with my illustrator to visualize the main idea of the letter. Section 1. The Inner World. All improvement starts within. We can't be happy and comfortable in the world if we are not the same in our minds. But being happy and having peace of mind is a difficult task in our distracted world. As soon as we find mental balance and we feel somewhat content, something happens that shakes us to the core. With stoic wisdom, we can guard our minds against the things that disrupt our happiness. When you apply the strategies from the Stoics, you will become mentally tougher, which will in turn give you more tranquility. A strong mind is a peaceful mind. Managing your emotions. Marcus Aurelius said, "Understand, at last, that you have something in you more powerful and divine than what causes the bodily passions and pulls you like a mere puppet." Letter 1. On Knowing What You Control. It's so important to only focus on what you control. Everyone seems to talk about that when life is difficult, which is great because we all need those types of reminders. But I also feel like I'm constantly bombarded with useless information, which neutralizes those good reminders. This morning, I saw something about Bitcoin, and then I spent the next 30 minutes following one link after the other. I started reading about the history of money, but by the end, I was getting lost on Wikipedia. How often does this happen to you? You start with watching a video, then you look something up, and soon you're down a rabbit hole of useless information. What I learned from Stoicism is that time is your most valuable resource. Maybe it's nice to know about everything in the world, but there's no way we can actually use all the information we consume. So these pursuits are largely a waste of time. I will never get back the time I spent hopping from one Wikipedia page to the next one. We all need to be more conscious of how we spend our time. Most of us know this. We just don't live it. We squander our time like it's nothing. We read articles about how bad the world is. We browse the social media profiles of our ex-partners. We watch TV shows we're not even interested in, just to kill time. Why kill something so precious? That's what should really upset you. Not some insignificant message you read on Twitter from some person you don't even know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?